This is the co-host Nicole Glozier on Talk About It Friday with your guest Sula. Would you like to introduce yourself and tell us a bit about you, please?
Yeah, of course. Hi, Nicola. My name's Sula Christodoulou. I'm a mother of three boys, formerly a high school teacher teaching business studies. I did that for 10 years. Over the past 3 years, I've turned my hand to writing. I'm semi-retired. I work part-time doing private tutoring, creative writing classes, and editing for other authors and local people, business people, that is. And as I said, I'm now writing, taking my writing career more seriously, and that's what I'm hoping to talk to you more about tonight.
Oh, lovely. That sounds absolutely fantastic. So you do business. I was in business when I was at school.
Okay.
I managed to pass it.
Yeah, it's not an easy subject, is it?
No, I had to stay behind after school.
It's going to be really easy.
Yeah, I had to catch up on a few of it all, so.
Oh.
Yeah, so you've done that for 10...
in the end.
Yeah, so you've done that for 10 years, did you say?
Yeah, I taught business studies for 10 years, and then alongside my teaching role, I had additional kind of called teaching and learning responsibilities. So I was deputy for the sixth form. I headed up UCAS, which was all the applications for sixth formers going on to university. And I was also head of PSHE for the whole school as well. So I was pretty busy for 10 years.
How did you cope?
It was hard, but I absolutely loved it. And I think when you find something that you're so passionate about, it's like an innate energy that comes from somewhere. It's like adrenaline.
Yeah.
And it just keeps you going. So the hours didn't seem long, even though I was very often working, you know, late into the night and late after school. But having said that, I did often bring work home as well because I had three young boys at the time. Yeah, so as a single mum, that was quite tough. But having said that, I had the holidays, and I had the holidays off with my boys, so that was really good.
Yeah, that's good. It's always good to
have
ones. So you're saying you're doing some courses on creative writing and editing?
Yeah, well, I teach creative writing to young children, so I've kind of taken my teaching skills from the classroom, outside the classroom, and I teach 4-year-olds up to 16-year-olds. I teach them English language and creative writing skills. And I do that from home, so my own sort of private tutees, but I also work at a local private tuition school as well, and I do a few hours a week there. So again, I'm quite busy juggling lots of different projects.
Yeah. How do you fit it all in? Are your kids older now or still quite young?
Yeah, my boys are older now, so my eldest is 23, the middle one's 20, and my youngest is 18. He's just gone off to university.
Oh, yeah, so they're all quite independent.
So it's
now
a lot easier, The two eldest ones are working, so they're earning their own money. So it's much easier now. I've got a lot more time to do what pleases me. So I'm not bottom of the list anymore, which is really, really good.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
At least you can think of yourself now more as well and do what you set out to do.
Yeah, I think I kind of like feel like I, you know, it's my time now. It's my time to do
definitely
something that makes me happy and that fulfills me in a different way. I mean, the teaching was brilliant, but then after 10 years, you know, I was reaching burnout, to be honest. So it was time. It was the right time to move on and do something different.
Yeah. So you're wanting to do writing now. So you're writing a book or?
Yeah, I, just before I left teaching, I joined a creative writing class about a year before I left, actually. And I just joined Because I just needed something away from teaching and away from the home to just keep me occupied, something fresh, something new to challenge me, really.
Yeah.
And it went really, really well. The feedback I got from my writing was really good, and it kind of boosted my confidence and encouraged me to take it to the next level, which I did. And I've since published, self-published, two novels, so full-length novels, and a collection of poetry.
Nice. So do you want to drop your names of your novels down?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the first one is Broken Pieces of Tomorrow, which is a coming-of-age novel, which follows the path of Georgia and her very fun friend, Thalia, as they go through life, well, life's trials, really. They're both faced with life trauma, and it's how they come out the other end and deal with it. So lots of tears, but lots of thrills along the way. And it's basically about finding yourself after life knocks you back. You know, how do you get up? How do you keep going? Where do you find the reserves to keep doing that? So it's a feel-good story. There's a thread of romance, and there's a happy ending.
Well, we've all been there, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, and you know what? I get so many people contacting me saying, gosh, that book really resonated with me, and
that's lovely.
I'm so glad I'm not on my own, and I'm so glad, you know, Georgia did it, and it's encouraged me to get up and do this differently, or to face this now, or so, you know, emails like that and messages like that mean so much to me. They really, really do.
Yeah, it's just like inspiring everyone, so it's really nice.
Yeah, definitely. And then my second book is called The Summer Will Come. Yeah. It's very, very different in its style. It's still, I suppose, women's fiction to a degree, but a lot of men read it as well. It's a historical fiction novel set in 1950s Cyprus and then London, against the political backdrop of what was going on in the 1950s in Cyprus. And the story was inspired by my parents' own experience of moving to London from Cyprus in the 50s. And that was incredibly, incredibly emotional, actually, writing the book.
Yeah, I can
talking
imagine.
To my parents, about their experiences,
so close
talking
to home.
To family. Yeah, honestly. And it really pulled at my heartstrings. And I actually cried a lot writing that book and talking to family and people in my community that opened up with stories that they hadn't even ever talked about before, you know. So it was emotional for me, but it was emotional for so many other people as well. That's all right, go on.
I was gonna say, because like us now today, we wouldn't understand how hard it was back in them days. We just take a lot for granted, so I bet it was emotional.
Yeah, and we see, yeah, it is emotional, but you know what? Again, you know, some things haven't changed. I mean, when we look around us now, there are so many immigrants living in the UK, and, you know, we assume that, you know, they come over here and the pavements are paved with gold, but they're not. They're leaving families, they're leaving homes. They're often running away from the most awful conditions and situations and war and rape and all of that.
Yeah, definitely.
So to some degree, you know, the story of The Summer Will Come is so relevant still today, because people are still moving to other countries to try and forge a better life for themselves.
Yeah, I don't blame them, to be honest. I really
no,
don't.
No, I mean, we're lucky to live where we live. Yeah,
yeah, definitely. Yeah. So do you have your poems out, or are you still working on
them? I've got my poems. I've got them. I mean, I've got a collection of poetry out as an ebook. I didn't go as far as doing a paperback, not yet. And then I've got lots of other poetry that I've written that I enter into various competitions, because I find it's a lot easier to do that than to try and submit a whole novel.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you don't always meet the deadlines with novels and you've got word counts and all the rest of it. So I've got the collection of poetry. It's called Sunshine After Rain, and it's actually inspired by, you know, all those old sayings like light at the end of the tunnel and money doesn't grow on trees. And so each poem is inspired by an old proverb or saying.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, so it's quite a fun collection, to be honest. Yeah.
I like reading poems. I might have to check that out myself.
Oh, thank you.
It's
Yeah,
all
let me
right.
know how you get on.
Yeah,
That'd be
definitely.
brilliant. Thank you.
I prefer reading poems than I do books. So,
Yeah.
yeah, because I can connect with the words more. So,
Yeah, and also they're shorter projects, so you can,
yeah.
sit one afternoon and write a poem. You don't need
Yeah.
weeks and weeks of editing and rewrites, and so it's you get that almost instant satisfaction. Wow, I've written this poem. So yeah, it's good.
Oh, it's, you've got so much things around you to inspire you on what to write as well, so good.
Yeah, you know what? I've become a lot more observant as I've got older. I think when I was younger, I don't know if it's, I don't know, true for most people, but as I've got older, I'm a lot more observant. I notice people, I notice things, I notice landscapes, I notice, snippets of conversation and, what people are wearing. So, yeah, there's always something to inspire me somewhere.
Yeah, definitely. So, where can we find these books and poems?
All my books are available on Amazon worldwide. So I don't think there's anybody that hasn't been able to get a hold of my books. I've had customers and readers from as far as India and South Africa,
Oh, wow.
Australia, the States, and then much closer to home as well, Belgium, France, Germany. So it's really encouraging to know that so many people are reading my books and that sometimes I feel like I need to pinch myself. Wow, people all over the
Back to
world are reading my
reality.
books.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's amazing. Oh, no, so you should.
It
Yeah,
is
it
amazing.
should be able to get out there. It's nice. And then you've not done it for nothing then. You can see it's actually going somewhere for yourself. An erotic novel by Kyle Cannon, The Photographer Story, now available on Amazon.
Yeah, and you know what? The biggest reward for me is when people say, "Oh, how many books are you selling? How many have you sold?" But yes, obviously sales make a difference. But to me, it's getting those little messages on Facebook or a little WhatsApp message or
Yeah,
on
definitely.
Instagram saying, "I've read your book and I loved it." And it's all those little comments and all those little messages that for me make it worthwhile so much more than it's not about making the money, it's not about making
No,
millions. I'm doing it because I'm doing it with all my heart and I really enjoy it. And for me, knowing that other people enjoy what I'm writing just as much as I enjoy writing it is reward enough for me.
Definitely. I think people do get a bit lost in the money situation instead of
Yeah, I mean,
inspiring and
yeah.
helping.
Yeah, it's not about, being the next J.K. Rowling. Yeah, of course we'd like
Definitely
to
not,
be, but you know what? She's been around for over 20 years. So if somebody's been writing for a year, you can't honestly expect making the same sort of money as
Exactly, it takes time.
somebody is. Yeah, exactly.
Time and
Exactly.
effort.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with everyone?
I don't know really. I mean, one other thing that I do, which I do shout about sort of roughly once a month, is I write letters to women that I know I'll never meet across the other side of the world in California. There's a charity called Girls Love Mail, and they collect letters that we write and they distribute them through their nurses and through their contacts at various hospitals to women who have been diagnosed with breast cancer. And, I'm not a mad keep fit person. I'm not a runner. I'm not a, marathon person at all. So it's my way of giving back and doing
Yeah,
something.
definitely.
And I really enjoy doing that because I know my words make a difference. So once a month, I sit down quietly, I collect my thoughts, and I write my letters. I send four every month without fail.
Oh, that's
And
lovely.
I've probably written well over 300 letters now in the past, I don't know, 2.5 years or so.
Wow, well
Um,
done.
and one of my letters was actually selected to be featured in a book called Dear Friend. So that's available on Amazon as well. And all the money goes to charity. So I'm particularly proud of that because
Yeah, I
I
bet
think we
you've done
can
your
all get
bit.
caught up in, you know what we were saying before about getting caught up in the money and the this and the
Yeah,
that.
of
Well,
course.
actually, sometimes it's nice to just sit back and do something for someone else. And it doesn't always have to be about giving money. It can be exactly like what I'm doing,
yeah,
giving your time, taking the time to connect with somebody. So that's something else that, you know, that I do quietly, you know, once a month. But I find it a really nice way to just hopefully inspire people and give them a little bit of hope and encouragement to keep going.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, I'm like, I don't know what to say. It's caught me off guard. I think that's lovely.
Oh, thank you.
I'd definitely be interested in doing something like that myself as well.
Oh, well, I can pass the details on to you.
Yes, please. No, I'd love that.
Yeah, I will do. Yeah,
and definitely. I hope many of the listeners get involved too, because, like you say, just words to someone can mean the world.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. We've all lost someone through the nasty word of cancer.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just nice to give back.
Yeah, and it's a nice way to do it. I can do it from, you know, from the comfort of my home, sitting in a cafe, sitting in a park.
Exactly.
You
know, it's
such a nice thing to be able to do. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd just be nice for people to put pen to paper for a change and get out there for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, thank you. It's been absolutely lovely talking to you tonight.
Thank you. It's been really nice talking to you as well, Nicole. It's been lovely.
Thank you.
Like I said, it's my first interview like this, so I was a little bit nervous.
You've done really well.
But you know what? I think we've both done okay,
yeah,
haven't
definitely.
We?
thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. I've really enjoyed
it. I'll catch up with you after the show.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.